Good morning and welcome to this second half of Nevada Wild. I'm Jerry Evans and hope you're surviving the COVID panic, the pandemic, the hoax, some people call it. Well, in Nevada, it's phase one of reopening the state. Those deemed now non-essential, how does that make you feel, are starting to open up with severe restrictions, however, and rules in place. Over the last couple of months, gun sales skyrocketing, especially during the month of March. And according to those that know, 90 to 95% of the gun sales are to new gun buyers. 2.6 million alone in March, 90% of those handguns. So there's your silver lining to the COVID corona pandemic. Once again, it's Mother's Day. Don't forget to call your mom today if you haven't already planned something special to honor your mom for giving you your life. And let me just bring that into hunting. Next time you're out on a mountaintop and maybe you just took that buck of a lifetime or bull of a lifetime or whatever, you can thank your mom for putting you on this planet so that you could enjoy that. One of the biggest thrills of my life was getting, finally, after chasing them for many, many years, a big bull elk. And to top it all off, I did it at the very end of the first day, and I had a phenomenal hunting experience. And the old saying about under-promise and over-deliver fits appropriately to Wade Lemon Hunting of Utah. By the way, Utah, just 2 weeks away from now, if you applied there, you'll be able to find out whether or not you were as lucky as I was last year. And keep this name in mind, Wade Lemon Hunting. If you draw a tag in Utah, I highly recommend Wade Lemon Hunting to help you enjoy that hunt of a lifetime. Good morning, Wade.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Got one of those emails from the Utah Department of Wildlife saying, you know, deadline's coming up. And I called Wade and I said, Wade, I think I'm going to try for Utah this year. And Wade went through the whole application process of what unit, what species. And then lo and behold, I drew the only non-resident tag in the entire U.S. for a muzzleloader hunt on Monroe Mountain, which was where the world record elk was taken in 08. And I just did that last fall, and I hunted with Wade. And Wade said, we'll rent you a cabin and get you a guide. So I show up, and I'm very disappointed because it's not a cabin. It's a three-story log home. It's essentially a hunting lodge. I didn't have just a guide. There were three people helping me. Three guides, basically, or two guides and a spotter, and there was a cook as well. So, Wade, that's what I call under-promise and over-deliver, and I thank you for that.
Yeah, we get lucky now and then, yeah. And we do have good help.
Yeah, you do, and I can't say enough about it. The first day taking, for me, after chasing elk for 15 years, chasing bull elk for 15 years, taking a really, really nice bull. I showed that picture to somebody, Wade, and they said, well, are you sure you shouldn't have waited? On a bull like that, at the end of the first day, I wasn't about to wait. I'm really, really happy with that bull. Measurements are one thing, but just to take that bull, it was a beautiful, dark, chocolate antlered bull. They had it on film last year.
It's an old bull. We've watched him for two or three years.
Yeah.
We do a lot of scouting, and you know, in all honesty, if we can get done the first day, it takes the pressure off us.
Yeah.
If we can find the bull we want or the buck we want.
Well, like I said, I think the most important thing is if the client is happy, and I got to say I'm really, really happy about it. So that's me and my story with Wade Lemon Hunting. Wade is in Utah. Let's let listeners know what you do, where you hunt, not just Utah, and what you can do to help people if they want to maybe take a chance at getting a bull of a lifetime or a sheep or even a buffalo.
Okay, I'm born and raised in Utah. My ancestors are some of the first people to come and settle Utah, so my roots are pretty deep. We hunt the whole southern end of the state. Family-run operation, even the guides that hunt with us, a lot of them have hunted with us for over 30 years. They're the best in the industry, very, very good at what they do. Utah's kind of a unique state. I believe it was 1994, the hunting wasn't that good in Utah. A lot of predators, management was terrible. An organization, Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife, came in, started they call it the conservation program, where they take 10% of the tags on the good areas, auction them off at fundraisers. So these tags are 100% tax deductible for the person that buys it. They take that money, it stays in Utah with wildlife projects. So just an example, I was talking to a biologist friend here a while back. You know, 20 years ago, he's trying to get $2,000 for a simple water guzzler on the West Desert for chuckers and antelope. Had a hard time getting the money, had a hard time with all the red tape, the paperwork. He went in there a few months ago, had a $2 million project. They wrote him a check on the spot. You know, because of this conservation program, we're able to put $8 to $10 million a year back into the resource, and it just benefits everybody. You know, like you, for example, the quality of bulls you saw, the amount of good mature bulls you saw in that unit, you know, it takes management, it takes money for habitat, water projects. We also, well, we hunt in Utah. We hunt bear, lion, deer, elk, antelope, desert bighorn sheep, Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep, buffalo, mountain goat, just anything that's legal. We pretty well hunt it in Utah.
The good resource for information is somebody that lives locally, is always out there in the woods and scouting and knowing where to recommend. I'm pulling out my phone. I'm not going to do this on air, but I'm going to show you a picture of just an incredible mule deer that a friend of mine that I've hunted with a couple of times took in Utah right after I took my bull. He may have even hunted with you. I haven't talked to him since, but I'll show that to you. I want to pull out my phone when you mention that, because Utah, known, of course, for the world record spider elk that was taken right there on Monroe Mountain where I was, as well as just some huge, huge mule deer. There's also an opportunity to hunt buffalo in Utah as well.
Yep. We've got one of the few honest free-range buffalo herds, actually two of them, one on the Book Cliffs and one on the Henry Mountains, and they are fun hunts. These animals are as wild as anything you'll ever hunt. You know, a lot of people, they look at a buffalo, it's an old bovine, this would be a piece of cake, but it's not. It's a hunt.
How many tags do they do for that, and what's that species? How's that grown over the years with this conservation organization being involved?
Yeah, exactly right. The buffalo herd is growing. I believe it was just 6 years ago that they started allowing hunts on the Book Cliff, so that's a new herd that's really coming on strong. The Henry Mountains, you know, with the cattlemen and everybody else concerned.
Yeah, competing
people.
For
yes,
that, yeah.
Yeah, they try to keep that herd at, I believe it's about 600, but there's some good, big, mature bulls on the Henrys, and it's a wild hunt. It's one of my favorite.
And you also go down to Mexico and do some hunting.
We do. We've got close to 1 million acres leased in Sonora, Mexico for desert bighorn sheep, mule deer, coos deer. We'll generally kill the biggest free-range mule deer that come out of Sonora each year. But again, we've got a big tracts of land that we manage. You know, we're trying to keep a certain age class on the bucks we kill. We really limit the number of deer hunters that we allow to go down there and hunt on these ranches. We're not over-hunting them.
Wade Lemon Hunting out of Utah. We'll give the website a couple of different times, Wade, for people to, first of all, go there, get your phone number, make contact with you. What's your website?
WadeLemonHunting.com.
Easy enough.
Even remember that one.
WadeLemonHunting.com on Nevada Wild on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Once again, I wanted to have you on the radio to tell you how much I appreciated you really over-delivered for me. Even if I had not gotten a bull on that particular hunt, again, to have three people there expecting one and the accommodations, the cook and everything, was just fantastic. And what a beautiful place, Monroe Mountain, there, too.
Yeah, it's a neat area, and thank you. I know that the guides really enjoyed hunting with you as well.
That's because I can still walk a little bit, and they didn't have to give me a piggyback ride up the hill. And one thing I really enjoyed about my particular guide on that afternoon hunt was that, because I've been on elk hunts before, and people will just not go in to the thick stuff. When they're in the rut, they make a whole lot of noise, of breaking limbs and everything. And we got in there into the really, really thick deadfall and dead aspens, and we're just making a lot of noise going through there. And we actually had a bull come up and run up to us within about 15 feet and stare at us because he thought we might have been the other bull that was somewhere about 150 yards away. So that's the kind of fun stuff I like, is to take some chances.
Yeah,
and
pretty exciting.
And do
that.
The hunt, yeah. Wade Lemon Hunting, Utah, Sonora, Mexico, sheep, just about any species, big mule deer, big elk, and a good family business, and they'll really take care of you. I can't recommend you highly enough. I recommend you go to WadeLemonHunting.com. And give them a call. Happy to just talk hunting with you in Utah or Mexico, and can lead you down the right path when it comes to putting in for the right units as well. Wade, thank you again.
Yeah, thank you. Good to see you again.
And one more time, wadelemonhunting.com. We'll be back to wrap up Nevada Wild and a Mother's Day edition of Gun Talk coming up at 11 o'clock.